candidates of the 2018 election. Joining me now inside the Sioux Falls studio, we have Steve Haugard. He's been an attorney since 1983 and has served in the South Dakota State Legislature for the past 4 years. And thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here and the opportunity to visit.
All right. Let's start with, what do you think some of those top priorities legislatively are for the upcoming session? Should voters decide to send you back to Pierre?
Well, there's a lot of issues that need attention. My primary interest at this point in the legislature is to strengthen the legislative body. I think over the past several decades, it's been weakened in a lot of ways. Its term limits probably didn't do us a lot of favors. It's nice when you're on the outside looking in and you'd like to get elected. But once you get there, you realize the 8 years in each house is maybe not as much time as would be best. Even if it was 10 years, might be more helpful, because what we end up with is legislators that we're supposed to hit the ground running, but we need to beef up our orientation and our relationships with agencies and that sort of thing. So it takes a little while to do that. And that's what I'm hoping to accomplish. I'm Speaker Pro Tem right now, so hoping that we can improve that. I think it's been quite a few decades since the legislature was really a strong body in relationship to the governor and the bureaucracy out there.
You definitely can tell as candidates come in, there's a stark difference between those who have, you know, quite a bit of experience, but then you also hear the appetite on the other side and the concerns about people being stuck in the same thing, and you hear a lot of calls for change. So when it comes to sort of strengthening the body and starting at looking at term limits, do you think there is an appetite amongst South Dakota voters to be supportive of that? Do they notice the difference?
No, I don't think that most really notice the difference. And the idea of change for the sake of change is not a good idea. I think it's important that we reflect back on what is the purpose and role of government. And I've practiced law for 35 years here in Sioux Falls. And so when I come in, I understand the laws and the function and how they're applied on a daily basis. But the practice of politics is a little different, trying to get things accomplished, to bring people together and to try to minimize the factions that exist. But like I say, one of the things I think we need to really work on is balancing the strength of the legislature against the bureaucracy itself, because, you know, people are hired into positions in state agencies and they want to do the best job they can, and so what ultimately ends up happening oftentimes is the footprint just expands for that agency. It doesn't necessarily mean that the quality is really developed along with the size of the footprint. And so those are things that we just want to look at. We don't necessarily want to come in and make wholesale changes, but we do want to see that our dollars are spent wisely and effectively and appropriately, because we are a constitutional republic. And that's something that oftentimes I think people misunderstand. We talk about the idea of a democracy, and a democracy is what we are in part, but we are a constitutional republic. The democracy idea comes along when you go to the polls to vote for your elected representatives, and that's where it's important to have representatives that are well-informed and able to communicate the constituents' ideas back to the governing body.
So what does that balance look like in regarding, you know, the bureaucracy, as you say, or the state agencies? Is that just a smaller state agencies, less in, you know, what kind of changes legislatively are you talking about?
Well, for example, this year I was chair of the tax committee. And so going into that, I wanted to make sure the members of the committee had a more of a historical perspective on what tax was all about. Because I remember when we had personal property tax in South Dakota, which was a colossal failure, I think. It was each year you'd go through a long form listing all the radios and couches and chairs and how many cattle you had. And it was always the joke that there wasn't a diamond ring to be found in the state, because nobody wanted to report accurately what they actually had for personal property. So, you know, some of those things we need to have a historical perspective and what is the role of government. The role of government is intended to be very limited. And if there are options for incorporating community organizations and churches and families, then that's what we should be doing too. It shouldn't just be one-size-fits-all agencies. And I think what we see in South Dakota and all the other states is kind of a reflection of Washington. You know, you let it grow to a certain point and it has a momentum of its own, and we need to kind of tap the brakes on that and make sure it doesn't get out of control.
What are some of the other issues that you feel are priorities in an upcoming legislative session that impacts South Dakotans?
Well, you know, there's criminal justice issues. I've been working with the Chief Justice and a variety of other people on some legislation to address those issues of mental health and chemical dependency. This summer we have a study in regard to mental health and delivery of services. We need a lot of attention for that. I just came from a mental illness hearing over at the VA this morning. I conduct those hearings for the county. And we have significant problems as far as effectively evaluating those individuals. And I don't want to say that the staff we have aren't doing their job. I'm just saying that our process is antiquated. And so we have chemical dependency issues that overlap mental health issues, and presently those two are separated. One goes to circuit court, one goes through a board of mental illness. And there's so much overlap, we need to make changes there. And there's changes that we need to make in the criminal justice process that we have here in South Dakota. And they're not, they shouldn't be controversial things, they should just be improvements to the process. So that's part of what I'd like to accomplish.
How do you see the drug court and the veterans court and some of those specialized courts? I'm not sure if that's the right term to call them, but drug court, veterans court. Do you see those as effective steps forward? Are they making a difference in sort of how we deal with some of those issues in the state?
Yeah, those are all very good. They have the right focus. The idea there is you have individuals in certain settings that will best benefit from intensive supervision. And that they really do work for the most part. It's very costly right now because there's so few people going through the program, but I think that we can improve those and expand that option. There's, you know, you look at recidivism in South Dakota or throughout the United States, the rate is somewhere around 75 to 80% recidivism. Shouldn't be. You look at Norway's system, not that we should pattern ourselves after one country all alone, but Norway has a focus on rehabilitation and vocational training, those types of things in their prisons. And their recidivism rate is somewhere around 20%. They're dramatically different. And so we need to look at some of those things. You know, our laws worked in the early 1900s and through the mid 1900s, but they truly have become antiquated in a lot of ways because our system, our society has changed so much. The family has really been attacked, and so you don't have that structure and support that used to exist. So that needs to be addressed. But one of the larger issues I'm hoping we can give some attention to is the plight of the Native Americans. They account for about 10% of the population, but the services in terms of dollars that are funneled that direction are not always well spent. And it's sad to see the human toll that it's taking there with the drugs and alcohol and the destruction of their families. It's something that needs a lot of attention. I've been working with a number of people to give thought to that, meeting with tribal representatives, and I'm optimistic that we can make some positive changes there. Where in the past, oftentimes, it's been seen as a problem that's not solvable, I do think it's solvable to the extent that we can redirect some services and give the assistance that needs to be provided on the reservations. And I'm optimistic that tribal leaders will see that and want to join in that.
What are you hearing from some of those tribal representatives about not only the problems, but the potential legislative solutions and partnerships, I guess, would be?
Well, it's not always necessarily a legislative solution, but it's more a matter of a solution by arranging relationships that are workable. And we have 9 tribes throughout the state, right. So you have 9 different jurisdictions to deal with there. And I know those folks feel at a loss for what can they do to make a difference. And I just think the state ought to more wisely spend their money and provide some assistance where it can make a real difference. And
so do you mean less money, money in different areas, more money? Just
no, I'm not, money isn't the answer necessarily.
That's not the place to focus on how much is being spent or spending less. It's what's the focus?
Well, part of the focus, just in terms of what are we doing right or wrong, is to take a look at where we are spending the money, how much we're spending, and the lack of results that we're getting. That's part of it, just to highlight the issue. But I think that the greater concern is with the human toll that's being taken with fetal alcohol syndrome and meth addiction. There are better ways to share maybe some of their sovereignty with the state, so that we can maybe provide social services that they aren't getting now. Maybe some law enforcement to try to stem the tide of the problem that's on the reservation.